on you.
Someday, when shadows all disappear,
coming, folks. This world will end. This world will not continue the way it is. Jesus is coming back. Isn't it wonderful to know? Wonderful to know that the things are not going to continue under the devil's control or seemingly control for that much longer. World without end is coming, and we're going to be a part of that world without end, that eternal world of God, forever and ever, throughout all eternity. Welcome today to the live broadcast of the Oasis Church here at, this is Friday night, the 4th of October already. This month, this year is almost over. It's October, November, December, and we're in a new year. Wow, and what kind of road will it be till then? Let me give a little bit of news to you tonight as we start out. Yeah, FEMA reportedly used $1 billion in FEMA funds for illegal aliens, and FEMA now claims it has a lack of funds for disaster response. And, yeah, that's right. The response has been pitiful from the hurricane, and that is so sad. Kamala said, we'll give you $750 while giving millions to illegals and putting them up in nice hotels and giving them debit cards and all that. Whoa, something's wrong with that picture. And supposedly the mainstream media is sure not giving out the true report on this storm. It's not just 100 dead, but there's hundreds of dead, maybe even thousands. They find bodies all the time. We hear reports of them finding bodies in the water, dead, and children. And oh my, it's just so sad, so sad, so sad. My heart is just crying for the people there. And I hear that a lot of people have been crying for the terrible situation over there. It is just so, so sad. Oh my, yeah, it's just so many different things going on. But anyway, 22 states are asking the court to block Biden-Harris rule allowing transgender males in girls' sports and the bathrooms as well. Yeah, that's right. They need to stop that. Netflix suffered record cancellations after co-founder donates $7 million to Kamala Harris. Over 2 million subscribers have ditched Netflix since Reed Hastings gave her $7 million. 2 million subscribers. They're speaking loudly with their pocketbook, right? It's about time somebody speaks loudly, right? They need to let it be known that this is not cool. EV is still so unpopular. You know, EV cars, electric vehicles, they're still so unpopular that car thieves won't even steal them. That's how what the thieves think about them. They don't even want them. Yeah, and they're really not a good thing. They weigh more. They're harder on the road. There's so many negatives about them. It's just a long list that I wouldn't be able to go into right now. But what a joke. Biden blames Hurricane Helene damage on climate change crisis and called climate change people that believe that climate change is a hoax. They call them a bunch of brain-dead people. That's what Biden called them. You know what? What a joke, right? Because we know that it is a hoax, and we know that that's not true, and it's been proven by scientists that climate change is nothing but a hoax, and it's not even true and not accurate at all. Well, Russell Moore's pastor, Ray Ortland, publicly endorses Kamala for president. Okay, well, what kind of a pastor is he? Is he even saved? A lot of them are not even saved at all, as you know. And this one, obviously, you know, to endorse abortion and all this other stuff that this horrible Kamala Harris and her running mate stand for, really, if they endorse them, how can you be a Christian? Really, how can they even be a born-again Christian? If you put your approval on abortion, does that put blood on your hand? That's right. Yeah, it sure does. If you're going to endorse that, you're putting blood on your own hand. Well, yes, there is another hurricane coming, and it's called Hurricane Kirk. Category 4 is expected to strengthen further, and reach the East Coast by Sunday, October 6th, just a couple of days away. And then also there's Tropical Storm Leslie to become a hurricane. In about a day, it's going to become a hurricane. So, yeah, there's two more. The one is not, it's still just a tropical storm, but the other one is a hurricane category 4 already, headed for the East Coast. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens with that one. And so, of course, you need to know that it's weather warfare and weather experimentations. Weather warfare has been uncovered. Official document revealed the government events and governments have been deliberately altering weather patterns using toxic chemicals, chemtrails, and aerosols, leading to catastrophic environmental and health consequences while keeping the public in the dark. I mean, that's been going on for years. It's not new. So we know that this is going on, and we know that these people that are away in the mountains of North Carolina and can't get out right now and are struggling to survive, probably not going to be able to vote. And that's another thing you got to think about. You know, why did they do this to them, and why did they do such a horrifying storm? And it's just so sad, and we need to pray for them. And there are many people trying to get in, and even those with helicopters trying to bring aid to them, and they're being arrested and told not that they can't go. Okay, so, yeah, that's, they don't even want them going back in there. And I heard today, or read today, that they're going to close the Blue Ridge Parkway and may close it permanently over this. I don't want anybody going up in there, I guess. I don't know. It's just so many different things going on right now. California passes a law allowing Dutch-style marijuana cafes starting in January, which is, for diners in California. They can smoke pot at certain restaurants thanks to the new law allowing smoking weed in restaurants. Oh, my. Really? Where is this all going? Well, we know where it's going. Jesus is coming back, and we're living in the last days, and we need to just be prepared. And I understand that the government went into the Campbell's Food Factory and just bought all the food in the Campbell's Food Factory and just took it all. And they had trucks there immediately loading it up. What's that about? Well, you can imagine some things, I would imagine. But anyway, that's been reported also today that that's going on. What are they going to do with that? Something maybe about food rationing? Who knows? We'll see. But anyway, we're going to move on now. That's the news for today. And well, that may be true. Maybe they won't affect us. But one of the reports I read today said it's headed to the East Coast. But I don't know if that's true or not. I just know what I read. And I hope you're right, that none of them will affect America. Neither one of them, that is. That would be great. All right. Hey, welcome to everybody. We're glad you're here today. Glad you're a part of the live broadcast tonight. Pray you'll be blessed. We have a word for you that some people may not like hearing, but we all need to hear it. And some of it, you know, you will love that part, but there's another part that we all need to let the Lord speak to us if there's any of this going on in our lives, and let him bring us on the right path and correct our path if we're off path in these areas. So, yeah, I believe that the Lord wanted it said tonight, so we're going to say it and pray that it's something people need to hear. But let's go ahead and open up in prayer, and then we'll get right into the Word of God today. All right. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you. We thank you, Lord, for your presence here right now. Thank you for your blood that cleanses us from all sin and all unrighteousness. Thank you for great grace on our lives, Father, that you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us, Lord, no matter what goes on in this old wicked world. And we praise you, Lord, that you are with us. You're with the righteous, and you're giving us divine protection and direction to those who hear what the Spirit of God is saying and have ears to hear. Lord, thank you, Lord, that you will speak to those who have ears to hear, Father, and guide us and direct us during this time. And, Lord, we pray for all those who have been affected by this hurricane, Father, the dear people in North Carolina. I used to live in the Asheville area myself, and I've got a number of relatives in the Asheville area. And so, Father, I pray for the people, Lord, that have been affected by this. Lord, I pray for comfort for those who are losing loved ones, that they'll even be able to find the body of their loved one if they have lost one or more. We pray that they'll be ministered to and turn to you, Lord, in this time of great sorrow and great difficulty. Pray that they'll let the food in, the aid in, and people will have the aid that they need during this time of great loss and with homes that are unlivable right now. They're going to be full of mold and mildew shortly. And the water still hasn't gone down in a number of homes. They still have water in them. Lord, this is what I understand, and I pray for, oh, Lord, that, Lord, you just minister to these folks, Lord. Oh, how sad a situation this is, Father. And we pray that, Lord, those who were responsible for this, if it is indeed a weather warfare thing, that, Lord, that they would be dealt with, Father, in Jesus' name. And they'll not be able to do it anymore. They'll not be able to be part of this, no matter how much they get paid for doing these things, that they will, they'll be convicted, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we just bind it. The wickedness that tried to prevail in this country and bring in all manner of darkness and demonic control over this country, we rebuke it in Jesus' name, and we tell it it will not prevail. We loose the mighty warring angels into battle against these things that are trying to be forced on us right now and have been forced on us for almost 4 years now. And we stand against this wickedness. We stand against the darkness. We stand against the demons and say, no, devil, you will not prevail. And we loose the mighty warring angels into battle right now against all of this in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that righteousness will prevail, righteous leadership will come into office, Lord, and things will turn around in America. We pray for an outpouring of your Spirit here, Father, even in the difficult times that we're in, Lord, that you will pour out your Holy Spirit, Lord, and there would be a renewal in this country like we've never seen, Father. Thank you for outpouring of the Spirit, Lord. Thank you for renewal. Thank you for revival. Thank you for people getting born again in this time, Father. People turning to you, Father, and crying out to God. And like the many who, 2 million that have dropped Netflix, that people can speak out and people can be bold and no longer just roll over and take whatever comes on them by wickedness and wicked people that are in control of things. That, Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray that be removed, Father, in the name of Jesus, and righteousness will prevail, Father. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for working in each of our lives. We thank you for a hedge of protection round about us. Thank you that the angels of the Lord encamp round about us, and we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Thank you, Lord, for divine supernatural protection during this time, Father, and divine supernatural provision for all, Lord, of the righteous, all the people that know the Lord, Lord. Thank you that we don't have to beg bread, but the Lord will provide for us, Lord. In Jesus' name, as it says in Psalm, Father, we believe it, we receive it, we stand on it, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for health and healing during this time. Many are sick and sickly and suffering terribly. Lord, we pray that, Lord, our bodies will be strong and well and overcoming in Jesus' name, and we will overcome all the power of the wicked one. In Jesus' name, for your glory, Father, we give you praise and honor. Hallelujah. We cover the broadcast with the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for releasing your power, Lord, through this message tonight and the deliverance tonight. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We give you glory. Everybody say amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right, here we go tonight. We're talking about freedom for the broken. Freedom for the broken. Who's been broken? Well, I'll tell you, everybody's been broken to some degree. And that's one thing we need to realize. Everybody has pains and hurts and difficulties that they've gone through in this life. It has not been an easy life. And we all have gone through stuff, and all have been hurt, all have been wounded, all have been offended. And it's been kind of tough, right? So God has freedom for all of us, though. And we need to understand that. John 13:34, we'll start out reading with some scripture tonight. Reading John 13 and verse 34 and 35. Okay? A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, and I, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. That's believers loving believers here. It's specifically talking to believers and those that are saved, that we love one another. And you know, you can't love anyone very long without a very important thing. And that's one of the first things I want to talk to you about tonight. You can't love anyone very long without forgiveness. Love and forgiveness go hand in hand. And I know, you know, that you say, well, I don't have any problem with forgiveness. Well, you know, let's look a little deeper here. And another goes with love and forgiveness, and that is giving, because you can't love and forgive without giving. Love is giving. Forgiveness is giving, and giving is giving. Okay? And here's a man who knew nothing about giving, and he opened up a storage closet at the church he went to, and found five new brooms. And he went so upset to the one in charge of buying supplies and said, who authorized the buying of these five new brooms at one time? Well, he couldn't give the man an answer, so the man went to the pastor. And the pastor tried to settle him down, but finally, in exasperation, the pastor said, well, I don't know. Maybe we used a lot of brooms. And maybe there was a sale on brooms, but don't fall out of fellowship over it, brother. And a little later, over coffee, the pastor was having coffee with the church treasurer, and the pastor told the church treasurer about the situation, and the treasurer smiled and said, Pastor, I can understand why you were so upset. Why? Said the pastor. Well, the treasurer replied, how would you feel if you saw everything you'd given to the church in the past year tied up in just five brooms? Well, no wonder the man was upset, man. If you can't give, you can't forgive, right? Because giving is part of forgiving. And I don't mean just giving tithes and offerings. I'm talking about giving, okay? Giving of yourself, giving of your love, giving of your forgiveness. Nor can you be loving, okay, without giving, because you have to give your love. And the love that the Father has given you, you give it to others. Okay, so the three, loving, forgiving, and giving, are all tied together, saints. And this man was so stingy, all he could give the church in a whole year was enough to buy five brooms. Well, you know, forgiveness is a key element in all long-term relationships. And a Christian relationship with another Christian is about as long-term as you can get. Really, we're going to be together forever. And forgiveness is the oil that lubricates a love relationship, and it's an oil that we need daily. Forgiveness is not a one-time event. We got to understand that. You don't just forgive once in your life. Forgiveness is going to be an ongoing thing throughout your lifetime. Oh, so let's read another scripture, Mark 11:45-26 here. It says here, and when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Now, see, this is critical, folks. I can't tell you how critical this is. All right? Because there's a whole lot of demons involved in this area. and a whole lot of people are being tormented right now in this area. I'm talking Christian folks, and I've met plenty of them in my years as a minister. So how long should it take to forgive somebody? Well, as long as it takes. Well, what if you forgive them and then they keep doing the same thing over and over again? Well, you keep oiling it. Okay? You keep on oiling it. You keep on forgiving them. Okay? What does Matthew 18:22 say? And you know what Matthew 18 is about. We don't want to be turned over to the tormentor because we refuse to forgive. And because we start holding something against somebody who's repeatedly wounded us, it's a dangerous place to be. And that's Matthew 18:22. Let's start there. It said, Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until 7 times 7, but until 70 times 7. That's how often the brother sin against you and you forgive them. And they thought, oh, maybe 7 times. Jesus said 70 times 7. That's 490 times in one day, meaning perpetually. Well, you ask the question, how in the world could I ever do that? Well, I'll tell you, number one, by God's grace. Number two, by deciding that you're going to do it. You got to decide you're going to do it before you ever even do it, right? You got to decide to be a forgiving person. You got to decide to forgive. And number three, you got to just do it. And number four, don't ever put a limit on forgiveness. And a lot of people have. Oh, you've just done it one too many times. I just can't forgive you again. Really? Come on now. And number five, realize you can't control the other person, but you can control you by the grace of God. You can't do much about their actions, but you sure can't do something about yours. And number six, quit saying, what did I do to deserve this? Oh, man, how many people do that? Quit always being the victim. Quit letting everything, you know, be all about you. It's not all about you. Remember, it's about Jesus and him living inside of you. That's what life is about. It's not about us only. Okay? I mean, how can I love more effectively? Yeah. Instead, that's what you ought to be saying. What can I give in this situation? How can I love more effectively? Remember, you can only change one person's actions, and that person is you. Amen? So is there something right now that's bothering you about your mate or some other relationship, past or present? Maybe there's some grievances still there? Yeah. And grievances can be anything from a simple wrong look at a person to physical abuse or even sexual abuse. No matter where your disappointments are and your hurts are on the continuum, you need to decide to forgive, to love, and give before you can go on to your personal victory. Let's just face it. You ain't going to go on to your personal victory until you get the victory in that area. Okay? So number one, you need to identify hurts and grievances and areas where you got something going on. And maybe you've just swept it under the carpet. You don't know what you got going on and because you won't face it. Now, a lot of people won't face things. They just sweep it under the carpet and they just keep on living and going on and not realizing that they're being affected by something that they have swept under the carpet. Right? So identify the hurts, the grievances, the things that need to be taken care of. And perhaps you need to could go to the person and talk about it. They may not even know they've hurt you, but it may just be that you need to write them down and then burn it up when you're done writing it, signifying that you put it behind you and that you're letting go and forgiving, which leads to number two, you got to let go. When you let go, really let go, and people say they let go, but they don't really let go. You tell yourself that I will never be bothered by this again. Never mean never. That's right. Tell yourself that and mean it when you do. And the danger is that when you're in a position of hurt and anger and being done wrong continually and considering whether to forgive or not, you're vulnerable to demons getting in. Always when you're in that condition, you're vulnerable to demons getting in. And they do get in, and demons start ministering their evil devices whenever people get wounded emotionally, mentally, soulishly. And if someone has hurt you or mistreated you, it's time to be on guard. I'm telling you, you better be on guard, because demons are hanging around looking for an entry point to take some ground in your life. In fact, they may have called the offense in the first place to see if they could gain entry into you. See, things don't just happen in life. See, they happen because, you know, there's a plan behind it. And, you know, just like this storm didn't just happen to happen. So remember, Jesus rebuked the storm on the Sea of Galilee, right? Sea of Tiberias was the new name for this, but still, he rebuked the wind, because the devil was in it. He had caused that storm. You think devils can't cause storms? Even if they're using people to do it, you know, who do you think is behind it all? Okay, you know that you need to be on guard, because the enemy may have caused this in the first place in your life, and you got to realize the real source of the problem. It isn't that person. The person was just used by the devil to get to you and to get you in a position where the demons could begin to burrow into you and set up their stronghold, because you were offended and you were that offense, man, it's a dangerous thing, folks. And I'm telling you, I can't count the numbers of Christians that I've seen in the condition of being offended and are still offended to this day. Even though they say they've forgiven, they're still walking in offense. They're still acting out the offense in their life because they picked up the spirit. That's right. They picked up the spirits when the offense happened, and they got offended, and the spirits were just hanging around, waiting to get in. And there was an open door. They took advantage of the open door. And, yeah, you may have verbally said that you forgive and you release the people or persons or whatever. But a lot of times it's just not really been released, not really been taken care of. Okay. We got to be on guard continually about these things. I mean, things like this open the doors to demons if a person doesn't know how to keep the doors closed. And many don't, especially at times of great hurt or emotional wounding, because it's a dangerous time. And we're living in dangerous time, but these are dangerous times too, spiritually, to a person. And be aware, an enemy is lurking in the shadows, and look at the inner end and be a snare to your soul. That's right. A long-term snare. And if these devils get their way, oh my, you don't want them getting their way, all right? You don't want that to happen, okay? Let's read a little bit here, Matthew 18, verse 27. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, one who owed him much, and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, which nothing compared to what he'd been forgiven. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. Hey, did he forget that quickly, that he's just been forgiven a major debt himself? That he would go out and do such an act to somebody? He must not have appreciated his forgiveness at all. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servant saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told their lord all that was done. Then his lord, after that he had called him, and said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desiredest me. Shouldest now thou also have had compassion on that fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? How many know the Lord's had pity on us? And what are we doing holding something against somebody today? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. And so likewise shall my heavenly Father do unto those to you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. See how serious what I'm talking about is tonight? You want to be given over to the tormentor? You want a bunch of tormentors in your life? Do you want to have to deal with that sort of thing on a regular basis and have those beings attached to you and causing you all manner of difficulties and troubles, which is what goes on in people who really, they don't let go of things. And I'm here to tell you tonight, a lot of people are not letting go of things in the church today. I hear about it many times, and I see people like that, and I talk to people like that, and I recognize that people have something that comes into them also many times when they have an offense. Another spirit is trying to get in too, and I want to talk about this spirit too tonight a little bit, because this one also causes people a lot of problems. But don't let your doors be open to the tormentors by holding out against anyone, okay? You'll get unwelcome visitors, all right? And there are just so many that say, well, I just can't get past the hurt. I'm so hurt. I'm so abused. I can't get past the pain, the mistreatment, the rejection, the loss. Demons have now come in. That's why. No, they can't get past it. They got to get delivered. They should have quickly forgiven, not waited till the spirits got in. See, some people, they're very prone to holding something against someone else, more prone than others. Why is that? Well, I'll tell you why it is. It's because of a family curse, because of a family curse, a generational curse. How many know that some families, you've heard of the Hatfields and the McCoys, right? Well, some families have a problem forgiving and hold stuff against others more quickly and easily than other families. It has plagued the family line for generations. Up to 10 generations, these spirits can be in operation. So take a look at your family and see if they're quick to forgive or not. Look at mama. Look at grandpa, grandma. Look back at your family. Look at your papa, your mama, your grandparents, your brothers, your sisters. Examine these things. See? Take a look and see if they're quick to forgive. And if they're not quick to forgive, you should definitely be on guard when you're done wrong, because you're not only dealing with the temptation in this situation or that situation that just happened, but you'll be dealing with family line spirits, a generational curse on the family, that things are going to happen to get you offended and keep you offended. And the spirit in that family line, the curse has to be broken over you to get out of that kind of a situation, see? All right. Oh, yeah. And then the devil's cast out. So you examine things with the Holy Spirit inspiration and revelation. Ask God to give you revelation, understanding, and God will show you things. In many cases, the spirit of trauma. See, that's the spirit I told you, I was going to tell you about. When you get offended, you get hurt, you get rejected, you get something happen to you through somebody or some group of people, you can get a spirit of trauma. These are troubling spirits as well. Trauma can enter in when offenses happen. If you had some horrible thing happen to you, trauma too is going to have to be cast out, or it's going to continue to trouble you. And some people are troubled often simply because people have demons already, see. And spirits that, you know, something happens and the spirits really get activated inside to bring in other spirits. And yeah, so they're living in internal torment, and often they don't know why. And you got to learn, too, not to be bothered by your past sins. You know, a lot of Christians are so bothered by their past sins. I remember years ago, I let one really bother me, and it happened years ago before I was even a Christian, but it bothered me even after I was a Christian, because I didn't think it was so horrible. How could I be forgiven for that? And it really, in a lot of people's eyes, it wouldn't have been a horrible thing at all. But, you know, to me, you know, as a righteous man, then how could I deal with that, you know? And so, but then the Lord made it real clear that I was forgiven, and I let go of that, and it never bothered me again till to this day. I hardly even remember it now, but praise the Lord that I am forgiven. And you've got to learn, too, that you are forgiven or you're going to be tormented much of the time, okay? And so if there are demons inside, though, listen, they need to go. I mean, you got to let them go, because they'll torment you over your past sins. and trouble you about them all the time if they can get away with it. But you know what? You need to know this. God is not bothered by your past sins. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin, right? So God's not bothered by your sins, so why are you so bothered? He's forgiven you. And you got to accept forgiveness from the Lord if you're ever going to be able to get forgiveness to other people, right? You got to be able to accept forgiveness from the Lord to forgive those who and give to others and love others that have done you wrong, and even those who haven't done you wrong. You got to accept His forgiveness. You're going to love and give and forgive. Amen. So remember that God's not bothered by your sin. So why are you so bothered by it? Okay. Yes, we get convicted of our sin. Yes, we confess them if we need to, and let the blood of Jesus cleanses all of our sins and all of our unrighteousness. And so we let that take place. Okay. And then we move on. We don't let them beat us down with the demons that accompany that, because if you've been having that kind of condemnation, you'd probably be sure that there's probably a spirit in there activating that condemnation, and you activating these feelings that you're dealing with, these things in your mind, your soul that you're dealing with. But one of the points here is if we give and we don't get bitter and angry and hold on to it and get unforgiving in there, and we praise God instead, God is going to bless us, folks, and we're going to move on, and we're going to be able to move on freely, not be bound up by these devils, as so many are today, so many struggling in this area, so many difficulties in this area, and so many believers. I could tell many stories about it, even in ministers that I've known over the years, even in some that have come. I remember one coming speaking at our church. All they could do is talk about how they'd been done wrong, and the spirit had, he was in deliverance. He should have known, but the enemy had set him up for that. See, and had gotten in there, and he was just hurting all over. See, and that's all he could talk to me about. He'd been done wrong. But hey, don't go in the ministry if you don't want to be hurt. Because I guarantee you that's a fertile field for getting hurt in the ministry, because people can hurt you all the time, and that's why you got to be quick. And don't get married either, by the way, if you don't want to have to learn to forgive. Don't get married. Don't get in a relationship with anybody, because you're going to have to forgive. Okay. Any relationship, you're going to have to forgive. You're going to have to continue loving, and you're going to have to continue giving. If you're going to be successful at forgiving, you have to be loving, and you have to be giving. Amen? All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we said, number one, identify the hurts and the grievances. Number two, let go. And number three is change. Okay? Change. Your response is, the next time you hurt, the next time you done wrong, next time you have offense or offended, instead praise God. Forgive quickly. Do something differently than you've always done. If you're going to have anything change, you're going to have to do it differently. You're going to have to react differently. So many people, they react the same way that they've been reacting for 20 years. And by reacting the same way, they're just enforcing a spirit that's in them. They just keep giving power to those demons that are already attached and inside of them. Okay? So do something different. Change has to take place. If you're doing it always the same way, that you're not being successful at really forgiving. You're not really letting go, because you're just doing the same thing you always have done when you haven't really forgiven people and you've been hurt. You see what I'm talking about, saints? This is so important, okay? Because you can't have relationships with people without forgiveness, okay? You just can't. It's because people are so imperfect. People all have demons. People all have their own devils, and their devils may purposely insult other people and offend other people on purpose, just so they can open the doors for other demons, because they're working in tandem with one another to get inside of people. So recognize these things, saints. We got to be wise as serpents, gentle as doves, the Spirit of God says in the Word. And so we got to be wiser than the enemy. We got to let the Holy Spirit bring us wisdom. Remember, Proverbs is full of wisdom. And we need to love wisdom and embrace wisdom and understanding. Amen? Oh, yeah. Got to act differently than you always did in the past. If you always just ran home to lick your wounds, don't. Instead, go to praising God. Yes. And be outward. Give and love. Yes. Oh, I know. Or show extravagant love to the one who hurt you. Break the former cycles. That's the key here. Breaking those former cycles, because a lot of those cycles are demonic at the root of them. Okay? Daily choose not to carry over any hurts from the previous day. And, you know, don't let the sun go down on your anger. Isn't that what the Bible says? That's right. Be angry and sin not, and don't let the sun go down on your anger. I guess you got about 24 hours to deal with something, right? And if you keep carrying it, then you got an open door for the enemy to get in. Did you ever think of it that way? Well, we should consider that. We should look at things a little more closely than we have, because this is a way that the enemy gets into people. Daily choose not to carry any hurts at all from the previous day. And remember, don't limit forgiveness. Well, I'll forgive you if you forgive, or if you say you're sorry, I'll forgive you. I'll forgive you if you quit doing that. I'll forgive you if. There should be no if. Okay? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He didn't put any ifs on it. He just said, Father, forgive them. We don't know what they're doing. Forgive them, Lord. Now, remember, nobody is perfect. And even those who seem to do the best, they mess up sometimes. They sin sometimes. Everybody does. He that's without sin cast the first stone. Nobody could do it, right? Because nobody's without sin. Amen. So we got to remember that. So give lots of oil. Amen. Give lots of oil. Colossians 3:12. Let's read another couple of verses here. Colossians 3, and we'll read 12 through 14 here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved. That's who we are. We're the elect of God. We're holy and beloved. Put on bowels of mercies. Abundance of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Did Christ forgive you and me? I know I'm forgiven. I know he forgave me. So how can I do anything less than what he did for me? How can I hold aught against somebody who the Lord has forgiven, my brother or my sister in the Lord who has offended me? How can I hold aught against him or her? Verse 14, and above all these things, put on love, charity, which is the bond of perfectness. That's right. Put on love. Like I said, with forgiveness, there's got to be love and there's got to be giving. Love and giving and forgiveness, they go with it, all three together. And perhaps today you need to commit yourself to a fresh start in the area of forgiveness. Things have been left untaken care of in your life. And maybe you've grown a little bit hard over the years and not really paid too much attention to that. Maybe you've grown angry. Maybe you've had some self-pity. Maybe you've become mean even because you failed to practice the 70-by-7 principle in your life. Maybe it built up so much from your mate that the mountain seemed to be too big to climb. How could I ever forgive them for what they've done to me? How could I ever forgive them for all the offenses, all the insensitivities, all the hurts, all the wounds over whatever amount of years you've been with them? And some people take the easy way out. They get a divorce. But that's really not the easy way, because they end up repeating things again in one form or another in their next relationship if they go on to another relationship. And it's proven that people who get divorced once, it's easier to get a divorce the second time. Once they've had one divorce, it's easier to get a divorce the second time, the third time, the fourth time, whatever. Instead of just dealing with the things in the first place that were in you or the other person that it may have caused the divorce in the first place. Yeah. Oh, yeah. These are unpleasant things to face, but nevertheless should be faced. Right? Oh, yeah. You think you're too hurt to ever recover? Well, that's a lie of the devil. You think you're too traumatized to ever recover? That's a lie of the devil. And you got to call it what it is. It's a lie. Because God has healing in his wings, the Bible says. Well, he comes with healing in his wings. Right? I mean, really? God has healing for you. God has deliverance for you. He says, I am the Lord, the God that healeth you. And he says that deliverance is the children's bread. He can take care of these mountains in your life. Right? Determine where you're at today, then decide where you want to be and start seeing yourself on the other side of that mountain that you've had in front of you for so long, having demolished it with love, forgiveness, and giving. Be determined not to live your life that way anymore. Take a new start starting today. What are you waiting for? Really? Are you going to keep holding on to that and letting demons hold you in their grip? And we'll do some deliverance about this tonight. Yeah, we'll make it a primary target tonight on the enemy. Amen. Remember, for God so loved the world, he gave. See, giving is essential to your healing and your freedom. So not only love, but giving is part of it. Forgiveness, love, and giving. Let that be revelation to you. Let the Spirit make it real to you. Okay? In his giving, he forgave those who killed him, who hurt him, who devastated him and shunned his love. He says, Father, forgive them. Jesus was a true servant. We need to follow his example today, don't you think? I mean, really, that's what we're called to be like him. We need to follow his example in loving, forgiving, and giving. And yet, I'm going to have to tell you, it is a faith walk. It is a warfare walk to do this. It doesn't just happen easily in people's lives because people have been done so, so wrong. But does that give people an excuse to stay wounded forever, stay bitter, stay unforgiving? And even though they say they forgive, we know by the actions that it's not reality. Even if they can't see it by their own actions, they can't see it sometimes. Okay? So he set the example. And I know it's a good fight of faith. That's what it is, to do these things and to walk this way and to think this way. But, you know, I would be literally a cripple today if I had not forgiven people. Because I've been wounded as a pastor so many times, I cannot even number them. And every pastor I know, it's the same story. The same story. Because it just happens. When you're dealing with people with demons, you're going to get hurt. You're going to get wounded. You're going to get devastated at times even. You're going to get betrayed. You're going to have things that the average human being, not being a Christian, they would be bitter. They would have hate, and they would very much say, I hate you, I'll never forgive you for that. But we don't have that option. We don't have that, as some people would say, luxury. It's not a luxury. It's bondage to not forgive. You know what I'm talking about? It is bondage to not forgive people. He said, well, I'll never forgive you for that. Well, then you're in bondage, okay? Because you can't say that. Because God forgives us for everything. How can we ever say that to anybody? Okay? Amen. Do you will to have a fresh start, really find and have a fresh start in these areas? Will the curse be broken if there's a family curse involved and a new life begin? You know, now's the time to let stuff go, folks, and move forward to a new dimension and a new freedom in your walk with Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? It's something you can't put off. I mean, you can, but you'll just stay in bondage, right? It's something you can't put off. So what's one of the important keys to really moving on and starting over? Well, I'm going to talk to you about it right now. We're going to talk a little bit because you got to return to life as a little child, right? With childlike trust and faith. I mean, how many really want to walk in God's divine power and nature and grace more than you ever have before? I mean, really, we're living in times like we've never lived in before, so we need to walk like with God like we never have before, right? You know, I want to share with you simple, overlooked truth and key that really opens up the door to living and being the overcomer that you called to be in this hour that we're living in. And it opens many possibilities to the Christians, to the Christian. So I want to share this truth with you in a moment, but I want to share this little story here, this a component necessary really for this truth to work here. There were two little girls out there playing one day, and one of them said, "Hey, I have 4 quarters, so I have a dollar." And the other one said, "Well, I have $2." And the other girl said to this one, "No, no, you don't. I only see 4 quarters in your hand. Just like me, you have only 4 quarters." Well, the other girl replied and said, "Well, my father just told me this morning when he left that when he comes home from work tonight, that he would give me 4 quarters, so I have $2. I have 8 quarters." See, this child's faith gave her proof of that which she did not have yet. See, she did see it. Yeah, she did yet see it. She did have it, but she had proof that she had it. So she had it, and she counted it as already hers because Father had said so. Amen. What has Father said to us? And why are we not counting it already so in our lives? See, let's go over to Matthew and read another verse here. Matthew 19. Let's read verse 14. Matthew 19:14. Okay? And what did he say here? "But Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Okay? "For such is the kingdom of heaven," like the little children here. This is something that many of us have lost. Okay, over the years, you lose it. You don't come as a little child. You don't act as a child anymore toward Father. See? And it's not that we are children in maturity, because we should be maturing in our walk. But we still deal with the Father as a child. We simply trust Him. We simply believe whatever the Father tells us. Faith is the component that's necessary. And to walk in this kind of faith, we're going to have to become again as a little child with our faith. And when somebody first really accepts Jesus, what are they like? They're like a child. Every time there's an altar call, man, they're down there getting an altar call. Even though they already saved, they don't need to go again. They got saved, they got born again, but they're the first one up there for any call, any kind of call. You know? And these people, they're ready to receive. They're humble. They just humble themselves. They change whatever. They let God work in them. Yeah, and we can look at the so-called mature believers today in that same situation and rarely see them respond. "Oh, well, I've been through all these altar calls before. I've been through all this before. Yeah, I haven't got healed yet. I really wonder if I'm ever going to get healed. And no matter, you know, what is preached, they just sit there." Yeah. Oh, yeah. No matter what type of altar call, well, they don't move. Why? Lack of faith and pride. Well, they've gone before and it seemed like nothing happened. And they don't want anyone else to think there's something wrong with them in their lives. So I can't go forward. They might think there's something wrong with me. And I'm supposed to be a mature Christian in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever. No, wait a minute. Who are you operating for anyway? I mean, who are you in the kingdom of? Is it the people of the church, or is it in the Father's eyes that you're? He's the chief cornerstone. Jesus is. So what, why are you so worried about what your brother or sister over there thinks? Huh? What are you so bothered about that? Yeah? Yeah. Oh, well, I've been up there before, and it didn't work for me, so you need to become as a child, simply believe. Well, you really need to become as a child to forgive again, too, you know, because you think you're so mature you can't forgive easily? Like we just talked about? Come on. Some of you lost your childishness, and you need to regain your childlikeness with God. Not, you know, toward the world. I'm talking about toward God. I'm talking about the way you believe the Lord. Ask God to call you to again believe like that little girl whose dad had said, I'll give you 4 more quarters when I get home tonight from work. And she said, I already got $2. Calling things that are not as though they are. See, because Father said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Father said, I am the Lord thy God. Well, I'm healed right now. Well, you don't look healed. You don't act healed. Well, I'm healed because Father said so. See? You see? See, just like that little child. My Father said so. It's done. See? Oh, that if people in the church today had a kind of faith like a child. See? That we see so much more signs, wonders, and miracles. We see so much more healing. Yeah. Amen. Amen, folks. Now listen up here. Here's your key to victory. Let's go to Romans 10:3 here. Romans 10:3. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. There's the key there. What is it? Well, people in the church today, many of them have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. They have not submitted. Have you submitted yourself to the righteousness of God? Let me explain. We've all tried to establish our own righteousness before God by our own conduct, by our behavior. And if you have a sense that you need to do something or be something to make yourself righteous, you're not submitting yourself to the righteousness of God. Let's just tell it like it is. If you have a sense that I got to try harder, I got to do this, got to do that, I need to be better, I got to be something to make myself righteous, you are not submitting yourself to the righteousness of God. And if you at times feel like there is something lacking in your life, that you need to do to make yourself more acceptable to God, you do not believe the simple word of God. Amen? The Bible says now we are the sons of God. Right? A son of God, a daughter of God can only be a son of God. So you need to start seeing yourself as a son of God, not I'm going to be a son of God. I'm not going to be righteous. I am righteous. And you'll begin to function as a son when you start seeing yourself as a son. Or a daughter. Right? The Bible teaches that we're overcomers, right? And we all want to be overcomers. Wait a minute. Us, the problem is in us trying to be an overcomer rather than realizing we are overcomers already. Do you see the difference? See? Oh, I'm going to get healed someday. No, that'll never work. See? I'm healed now. In Jesus' name, because Father said so, because Jesus said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee, because he said, he forgiveth all your iniquity and healeth how many of your diseases? All my diseases, Psalms 103:3. See? It's not, I'm going to be healed, or God is able to heal me. No, he has healed me. Therefore, I am healed right now. See? You get that? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, the moment you're born again, you're an overcomer, and nothing can stop it except your unbelief in what God has said. And the devil coming and convincing you that you're not an overcomer. And he sure tries to do that, doesn't he? Try to make us all think that we're not what God says we are. or that we will be someday, but we're not now. See, what good are you in being an overcomer if you don't believe you're an overcomer yet? How are you going to overcome now if you don't believe that? See, if you're not saying what Father says about you. Oh, but I don't act like an overcomer. Well, that doesn't mean you're not one. All sin and fall short of the glory of God, but it doesn't mean you aren't what God says about you. So we could see that many believers have not submitted to the righteousness of God. Do you see that? So how do we submit to the righteousness of God? Very simple. We believe what God said and what he said, even as Abraham believed God and what he said. And it was counted unto God, unto him for righteousness, the Bible said. Okay? God said to Abraham, I'm going to give you a son. And Abraham said, okay, I believe it. That's simple. That's simple. Yeah, it's not complicated, really. Okay? Now we all know Abraham tried to produce a son. He got a little bit off here by his own efforts and created an Ishmael. And we've all done the same thing, okay? We've committed some Ishmaels, and some of your Ishmaels still bother you today. Some of you still troubled by your Ishmael, okay? Things that really wasn't God, and it wasn't really God's best, but you went ahead and did it anyway because you thought God told you something, and it didn't quite happen the way, you know, and you said, well, I can't be patient. I want it now, and there we go. Here it comes, out pops an Ishmael. But Abraham learned, and he went back to his childlike faith. Amen? He learned. It wasn't easy, but he learned. Okay, and how many know it wasn't always easy for us to learn some things, but we learn, and we need to keep learning until Jesus comes. Okay, Genesis 28:14, and he went and fetched and brought them to his mother. Oh, wait a minute, I'm reading the wrong chapter. Genesis 28:14, and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. All the families of the earth should be blessed. Okay? That's what he said to Abraham. Yeah, he said, I am the Lord, in verse 13. And said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac, and the land whereon thou liest to thee will I give it and to thy seed. So, and he did. And it was. And it happened. And see, God made Abraham a promise. And when God says something like that to us, that word will not depend on our performance. And you think it does sometimes, and you put everything on your performance, and you need to stop doing that. You get to put it on the Lord. Because he said it, he's going to bring it to pass. We simply need to believe him. We simply need to learn to be like a child and take God at his word. Take him at his word. And for here's a promise in Ephesians 1:4. What do we do with this? Ephesians 1:4. Let me go over there. Here we go. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. That's a promise. That we're going to be before him as holy. You know, we're going to be before him that way that it says right here. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of him, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. So that's how I am before the Father right now. I'm holy. Before him without blame. Okay, he doesn't see my sins. Your sins and iniquities I remember no more. See, God made Abraham a promise. Now, when God says something like that to us, the word, remember, does not perform, does not stand on what you can do. It stands on what he alone has done, okay, or is doing in the process of doing it right then in your life or whatever. But we must simply learn to be that child. Remember it. Remember it. Be that child. And this is God's choice. And it has nothing to do with your choice. And if you can believe it, you can receive it. And you don't have to try to be holy and without blame. That's what he's made you to be in the Spirit. See, you're holy and without blame. Where? In the Spirit of God. In fact, listen, the more you try to be like God, the more you find yourself in the position of the majority of Christians today, not submitting themselves to the righteousness of God. They try in their own strength, their own way, to produce righteousness, and it does not work. You are not submitting to the righteousness of God. See? And you need to submit to the righteousness of God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I have submitted myself to the righteousness of God. That's who I am. That's what I am. And I am holy without blame before the Father because of the blood of Jesus. See? And to really submit yourself to the righteousness of God is to realize and stand in the reality of what God says. Realize and stand in the reality of what God has said. Where do we find out what God said? We read the Bible. You need to find out what he said, then you open up the book of his words. Amen? And look at the new covenant, because that's what he's saying to you now, okay? Even though he said things in the past, in the Old Testament to us, but he's mainly speaking to us through the things in the New Testament, because that's our reality of relationship that we have now that they didn't have under the Old Covenant, but they foretold it and they saw it coming and it told about it coming. But now we have it. Okay? And so, submit is yielding, surrender, receiving, accepting. Okay? Submitting yourself to the righteousness of God, yielding to the righteousness of God, surrendering to the righteousness of God, receiving the righteousness of God, accepting the righteousness of God. The Bible says by one man, all were made righteous. Well, are you or not? By one man. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. God does not impute sin. What does he impute? Bible says he imputes righteousness, okay? So submit to that righteousness. Allow it. Yield that righteousness right now. See, all you need is faith as a child. Just simply believe what God has said. We often think of a child as foolish and naive sometimes to believe almost anything, as yet that is what we need. The Bible says that I'm foolish to the world. It's foolishness to the world. What we are and how we act is foolishness to the world. They don't get it. They don't understand it. They call us, all kind of names, right? But they don't understand because they don't have revelation. We have revelation knowledge. We have the Spirit of God living in us. We have God Almighty living in us, and he's interpreting things to us. He's leading us. He's guiding us. Look at chapter 1 of 1 Corinthians. It said, chapter 1, verse 25, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. And the base things of the world and things which are despised has God chosen. Yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Fourfold things here that Jesus has made to us. He's made to us our wisdom, he's made to us our righteousness, and he's made to us our sanctification and our redemption. Hallelujah, that's what we are. Okay? And see in verse 20 here. Okay, yeah, verse 21. For after that the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. So yeah. And it says in 18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Woo-wee. There's so much there. That's powerful stuff, isn't it? Powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. All powerful stuff. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Isn't it wonderful? He's wonderful. He's wonderful that way. Woo. Yeah. So, we submit ourselves to the righteousness of God. And by that one man, all men were made righteous that believed. Yeah, if you reject it, there's no offering for your sin. But if you receive it, the offering's been made. And you are the righteousness of God. So, yeah, they might think you're foolish and naive. Yeah, you're that Christian you believe is an unseen God somewhere. Well, let the whole world think we're foolish and naive if they want to be. I believe God. Amen? That's all that matters. I believe God. You believe God? I believe him. You believe him? We need to believe him today. All right? We need to be with that childlike faith and just believe. You know, the Bible says in the heart man believes unto righteousness, or in the spirit. Well, why not start standing in it and confessing it to be so when you know it to be true deep within you, okay? Why not start just believing it as it is, okay? A child does. Do you? Do you submit to the truth as a child? Submit to the righteousness of God? Will you start that right now if you haven't been? Will you as a child today lay aside your pride and your doubt, your unbelief, and simply submit to the righteousness of God and believe and accept the truth of God's word to you? Will you do that? Remember, this is so important. If you're going to walk in a life of forgiveness, you got to continue with the childlike faith. So many people have lost that childlikeness because they've been offended so many times and hurt so many times in life. They're not childlike at all anymore, at all, before the Father. And God called you to stay this way, pliable in His hand all your life, not get hard. Be on guard lest the root of bitterness rises up and defiles many, the Bible says. You don't want something in you that defiles many. We want to stay pure. We want to stay clean. Yes, we're living in a world of uncleanness, but we are clean because we have been cleaned by the blood of Jesus, and we have the righteousness of God today, and we submit ourselves to the righteousness of God. You know, take the Father at His word. If He said you are, then you are. If He said He has, then He has. If He said He's going to take care of you, He has, and He is. So don't let Him have to say to you like He had to say to some when He walked the earth, "Oh, ye of little faith." Yeah, we don't want Him to say that to us. Why do we doubt and get in fear so easily? I mean, how many believers walking around in so much fear today? I look at people today, I see fear in many believers and unbelievers. The Bible tells us, fear not. Well, how can you not be in fear when we're living in such perilous times, Pastor? Well, the Bible says we don't have to be. He knew the perilous times were coming, and He still told us to fear not. He knew what kind of times we'd be born into and live in. He knew that all before the foundation of the world. I mean, He knows everything. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning, the end, and beyond that. I mean, if there is a beginning, He is the beginning. If there ever was a beginning, but from what I understand, He just always is I am. He didn't really have a beginning or an end, and He never will end. And we'll never end either now that we've been created by Him. So how are we letting the devil pollute us so? Why are we letting the devil pollute us so? Why do we doubt, get so fearful so easily when He's got all in His hands? He's got you and me in His hands. We're more important than many sparrows, He told us. I mean, and not one sparrow falls, but He doesn't notice it. And you're of more value than many, many sparrows. I mean, He's just saying, we're very valuable to the Father. Do you see yourself that way? Say it right now. I'm valuable to the Father. He values me. He loves me dearly. Would you say that to Him? You're valuable to the Father right now. He loves you. He loves me dearly. Just say that. You got to see that yourself that way. Quit putting yourself down. I've met a number of Christians always putting themselves down. God wouldn't have you to do that. Really, that's just kind of just calling Him a liar when you do that, or just showing Him that you don't believe His word. Don't go around doing that. It's not what He's saying about you. Don't contradict God and His word about you. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm more than a conqueror through Him who loves me. Do we all get attacked by the enemy? Yes, we all get attacked by the enemy, but that doesn't have to take us out and paralyze us. We don't have to let it do us in like many have. They let themselves be done in by the enemy. And they don't have any victory at all anymore. They let the enemy prevail. Listen, I'm sure there'll be stories of how God took care of people through this storm. I mean, they'll be coming out. They'll be trickling out. Already several have. And I think there are many more coming. You know, God takes care of his people. You have to understand that. Will some of Christians die? Of course they will. There's a lot of Christians that just don't believe God's going to protect them. But, you know, I remember when a tornado was headed our way, and the big tornado that destroyed much of the arena, and it was headed toward us, and I got out on the front porch and just started rebuking and telling, you're not coming this way in Jesus' name. And you know what? It didn't come our way. It turned and went a different way. Okay? I mean, you just have to believe, see? You got to get out there and know that what your father said, like a little child, they don't even question it. Isn't it a wonderful thing that we got to get to witness such a thing as that? And we can apply that to our own life, to witness a little child's faith and what their father or their mother tells them, and they just believe it. That my daddy said, I don't care what you say, but my daddy said, you know? And really, why aren't we that way? Amen? What's holding us back today? Why do we so easily give in to the demonic and let them have the say in our lives and through fears? Oh, are we going to die of a storm? All these storms. Are we going to be destroyed by the government? Are we not going to have any food to eat? Oh, my. It's just on and on we go. We're all these things. Am I going to get some horrible disease and die? You know, you're just giving place to the spirits of fear. They plant these thoughts in your mind, and then you start entertaining them. Don't entertain them. They're lies. The devil rules by lies, just like the Democrats rule by lies, right? The devil ruled by his lies. He's the father of lies, and if he's talking, he's lying. Oh, he can use a little measure of truth, but he twists it. So he's lying. See? He'll throw that bait out there, kind of make it sound true, but he's lying. If you're listening to him, you're listening to lies. Well, do we so easily let devils cause us not to believe, but to doubt? You need to recognize the value of the words of the one who has spoken them. Recognize the value of the words of the one who has spoken them. Okay? It is not human words. It comes from another dimension. The people that wrote the Bible were under the influence and power of a being from another dimension, the creator of the universe. When they wrote those words, when you read the Bible, you're reading words from another dimension, the spiritual dimension of God's throne, the spiritual dimension of the realities of the kingdom of God. And when you read those words, you don't take them lightly. They have power. The anointed word of God. See, it's not just any word of God, but when a believer reads the word of God, the word can rise up in the anointing because it is the anointed word of God. Don't take it lightly. Don't take it lightly when you read the word. The words of God are powerful, saints. I'm telling you. Hoo-wee. We said a lot today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bring us, Lord, into your holy presence more and more. And let us just believe you as a child. Change, Lord. Change to walk in a different way and to forgive like we've never forgiven before, to let go of things like we've never let go of them before. Just like the child, as your father says, and we do. Because Father said, so we act accordingly. Yeah. And so we forgive. Tonight, we let them go. We let it all go. And we're going to get the demons out, too, of anything that has been picked up. We're going to get them out. And let them go. And get rid of them. and forcibly reject them from our lives. In the name of Jesus, amen. Father, we thank you for these words tonight, Father. Thank you that you anointed me to bring them forth, Father, to your people. And thank you that it'll bring about what you want to be brought about in their life, Father, because the Holy Spirit is speaking to those who have ears to hear. As I've been speaking, you've been speaking. So, Lord, I thank you for speaking what needed to be said. As they are able to receive it, let them receive it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the ears to hear and the grace of God to act upon what we've heard by the anointing of you that dwells within us tonight. In Jesus' name, we thank you for deliverance tonight. Thank you for setting us free from everything that binds, torments, holds us back, or hinders us, and everything that has kept us in a place of not really letting go fully of the things that have been damaged in our lives, the areas that we've been so damaged, so wounded, so torn, so messed up. Over the years, Father, let us let you get to them tonight and deliver us from them. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Thank you for it. Everybody said amen. Amen. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes to do some deliverance tonight. And we'll deal with some of these areas. And unless somebody has anything else, we're going to work these areas tonight and see that people can get free and no longer keep this stuff. For the glory of God. Amen. For the glory of God. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Just like the snow.
Ministry time of deliverance tonight. I was just thinking of a dear person that I know that they let it get to them. They're alcoholic today. They're Christian. They're a closet alcoholic, and they just won't let go of all the pain. And it's ate them up. And I've known more than one closet alcoholic like that because of the pain. They won't let go of it. They won't let go of the, you know, therefore demons have come in and got them in bondage. But you know what? People can get free if they want to. It's up to them. You got to make choices. Everybody has to make choices every day. And you're just right now, just say, I choose to be delivered. And I choose to let go of all the pain in Jesus' name, that emotional pain, emotional trauma. Choose to let go of it in Jesus' name. Even stuff that I don't even know is there, that I've stuffed it under the carpet for so long that I don't even know what's going on. I just know something's wrong in my life. It's not where it should be, not the way I want it to be and the way the Lord, I think, wants it to be, right? So even though you're just as saved as you're ever going to be, these spirits are causing trouble, okay? So let's get rid of them. Just say, I choose right now to forgive any and all who have hurt me, abused me, wounded me, done me damage mentally, emotionally, physically over the years in the name of Jesus. And I choose to love, I choose to give, I choose to forgive as an act of my will in Jesus' name. And I renounce any demons that came in through these painful things that happened to me or that were done to me in Jesus' name. All right, we come against that emotional wounding. First of all, that spirit of emotional wound, you come out right now. Come on, all the way out. Some of you were emotionally wounded as a child, and it just buried itself deep within you, and you sometimes don't even remember it. But, you know, if you ask yourself what happened to you when you were younger, oftentimes you can find out where that demon came in at. Because what you first remember, well, like somebody else said, another deliverance minister said, that the first thing you remember is where the demons got in at, see? And you can direct your prayer toward that area, your deliverance prayer. Come out of there, all the way out, all that emotional wounding, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. The blood of Jesus is against that deep-rooted emotional wounding. You come out of there now. In the name of Jesus, loose them, and let them go. Come out, out of there, all the way out. All that emotional wounding, wounding as a child, where that spirit had an attack point on you. Come out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out. 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 Come out of there. All the way out. All that emotional wounding. Come out. Come out of the emotion. Come out of the mind. Come out. All that deep-rooted hurt. Come out. 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 Deep-rooted hurt, come out. Deep-rooted pain, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. We break your power, break your control in Jesus' name. Come out. And we break the family line the family line curse of holding odd against people, holding unforgiveness, holding bitterness, holding these things in. We break any family line generational curse over your family, over you, that might have come in through your family line that causes you to hold on to things and not get rid of them. Come out of there. We break that generational curse right now and come out of there. All those demons that have held that curse, we break it to the 10th generation over you. Come out. 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 In Jesus' name, go. All the way. Be weakened by the blood and go right now. Go. We cancel your assignment, devils. We cancel your assignment, devils, go. Right now, move, 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 move. We break the family line curse. We break the generational curse here tonight over you that causes people to hold things against others in the family line. Come out. And they can't seem to help it because it's just part of the family line curse. So they just can't help but do it because unless the curse is broken, it continues on to every family member until whichever family member decides to break it off of them. Doesn't change anything for the others, but it'll change for the person who gets it broken off of them. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Come out, 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 come out. All that curse, all those demons that capture that curse, come out, come out, come out. They keep the curse in place. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there. We break all ungodly soul ties with people that have hurt you. Come out. Or people have abused you, mistreated you. Maybe it was sexual abuse. Maybe it was verbal abuse. Come out. We break those soul ties with them. Cancel those soul ties so you're not attached to them anymore. Come out. In Jesus' name, come out. Ungodly soul ties. Come out. We break the spirits of divorce. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name, the spirit of dissension because of holding on. That spirit of dissension. Come out. Dissension. Come out. 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 Come out, the spirit of bitterness. Come out, 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 come out. We break your power, bitterness. Come out, all that bitterness. Go. In the name of Jesus, right now we're talking to bitterness. Come out, all that bitterness. Go all the way out, all the way out. All that bitterness, all that unforgiveness. Come out, unforgiveness. Come out, deep-rooted unforgiveness. Come out. Come out, hidden, unforgiven, trying to hide away in there. We break the grip of you. You come out in Jesus' name. We break your grip on people. Come out. All that unforgiveness, deep-rooted unforgiveness, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, 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 come out. All that unforgiveness, go all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Go. Go. All those spirits of tormentors, because you were handed over to some tormentors, come out. Those spirit of the tormentors, because you're dealing with it now, you're not going to keep a tormentor. Come out, all those tormenting spirits, those tormentors that have come in because of unforgiveness, come out now. In Jesus' name, all those tormentors, come out. Come on, all those tormentors, we're talking to you, devils. Come out in the name of Jesus. You're defeated by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you have to go all the way out. Come up out of there, up out of there, up out of there, up out, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out. Tormentors, come out. Because of the unforgiveness in the family line, because of the unforgiveness in you, come out. All those tormentors, come out. Come on, we're speaking to the tormentors. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. The blood of Jesus against those tormentors right now, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out of there. All the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. Come out, come out, come out. All the way out. All the resentment in there because of being unforgiveness of any form. Come out. All resentment. Resentment. Come out, resentment. In Jesus' name, we're talking to you too. All that resentment has to go. Come out, resentment. Spirit of resentment, go. Come out, 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 resentment. All that resentment, you have to go. All the way out, all hatred, come out. Spirit of hatred, you said I hate you to somebody, come out. All that hatred, or you said it in your mind, come out. All that hate, spirit of hate, come out, spirit of hate, come out. All that hate, in Jesus' name. All that generational hate, too, come out. All that hate, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Spirit of hate, spirit of hatred, come out. I hate you. You have to go all the way out. You ever said that, come out. You ever thought that, come out, come out, come out, come out. All that hate, all that hatred. We're talking to you, devil. Come out in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus is against you. Come out all the way out. All the way out, all the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. All that hatred, all that hate, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I would deal with that spirit of trauma, too. You come out. All the trauma that came in through being hurt, wounded, abused, rejected, wounded, whatever, come out, betrayed, come out. All that trauma, come on, all that trauma, come out, trauma. We're talking to the spirit of trauma now. You come out of there. Come on, all the way out, trauma. Up and out, loose them, and let them go. Come on, loose them and let them go. All the way out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, trauma. Come out, trauma. We're talking to you, devil. Come out, all that trauma. Up and out. Up and out in the name of Jesus right now. Come out, trauma, all trauma. We're talking to the spirit of trauma. Come out, trauma. We break the curse of trauma. We break the control of trauma over you. Come out, trauma. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All trauma. All that hiding trauma. Trying to hide away in there. Come on. All the way out. All that trauma. Go. Go, go, go. Loose, loose, loose them and let them go. All trauma. Blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus against trauma. Loose the people. Let them go. Loose them, and let them go. All the way out. All the way up and out. All the way up and out of there. In the name of Jesus right now. Right now. Got to go. All trauma. All trauma. All trauma. Up and out. Up and out. Keep coming out. Keep coming out of there. Keep coming out of there. In Jesus' name. All the dark cloud over your life because of the unforgiveness in there. All that dark cloud. Come out. Come out. All the dark cloud. Come on. Living under the dark cloud. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, dark cloud. Come out, dark cloud. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Loose them. Loose them. All that dark cloud. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You don't have to live under that anymore. No reason to have to. Let it go. Let it go. Remember, you got to let it go all the way out. All that dark cloud has to come out now. They've let it go. They don't live under the dark cloud anymore. You come out of that dark cloud all the way out. The blood of Jesus come out. The blood of Jesus come out of there. Loose them and let them go. The blood of Jesus against that dark cloud come out. Come on, against that heaviness over your life, too, from the unforgiveness. All that heaviness has to go, too. Come on. All that heaviness, come out in Jesus' name. Come all the way out, up and out. All that heaviness, go in Jesus' name. Loose them, and let them go. All that heaviness, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on. You got to go. All that heaviness, come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come on out. Come on. All that heaviness, heavy weight, weighing down on you, come out. Come on. All that heaviness, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Go. Go. All the way out. All that hardness that come in, come out in Jesus' name. All that hardness that came in because of the unforgiveness, because of holding on, being offended, come out. Because of the offense, that hardness. Some of you, you know, you've grown up hard, and you don't know why it is, but you've been become hard, and you've grown up hard. It's because of being offended as a child, because of being wounded so badly. And now you've become hard, and you're hard on other people. You're hard on your mate. You're hard on different ones. It all goes back to that being wounded so badly, betrayed, whatever, abused. Come out. Come on. All the way out. All the way out. Come out. All that hardness. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Spirit of hardness. Made you hard to other people. Come out. Even hard to the things of God. Come out. Come out. Come out. In some cases. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. All that hardness. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. All those hindering spirits, come out. Those hindrances for going further and deeper with God, come out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The victim spirit make you feel like the victim. You always feel like the victim, the poor victim that's been betrayed, abused, mistreated. Come out. All that victim spirit, come out. In Jesus' name. Come on. Spirit of the victim. come out. A lot of people have the victim mentality today, which means they have the victim spirit. Come out of there. All that victim spirit, victim mentality spirit, come out. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All that victim spirit, come out. 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 All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. You got to go all the way out. All self-pity, too. Come out. That self-pity sometimes will join in, too, because the hurt, the pain, the rejection, the betrayals. Come out. All the way out. Come on. All that self-pity. All that self-pity spirit. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, self-pity. In the name of Jesus, we're talking to you. Come out in the name of Jesus right now. Go. Go. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. Come out of there. Come out of there. In Jesus' name. Gotta go. All the way out. All the way out. Up and out of there. Open the eyes of people's understanding, Father. Open the eyes of their understanding, the ears to hear, Father, the ears of understanding, the ears to hear what the Spirit of God's saying. Lord, let them be tender to you, Lord. Make their heart tender, make their spirit tender to listen, and their soul tender to listen. Yes, Lord. Soften the hard heart, Lord, that have had these spirits blocking them. All these spiritual blockages, come out of there right now. Come out. All those blockages, those dark blockages, come out. Those spirits of darkness that block as a blockage to the spiritual movement of God in their lives, come out of there. Come out. Come on. All those blockages, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus is against you, demons, right now. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta go right now. Keep coming out. Come on, keep moving. Keep moving. All the way. All the way. You gotta go. All the way. All the way out, in Jesus' name. Blockages to the Word of God. When you read the Word of God, those spirits that block you from understanding, that block you from getting the revelation and the understanding of what Jesus is saying in His Word, these blockage spirits that try to block you from receiving the Word of God. You can read it and not get nothing out of it, it seems, because there's a blockage there. We come against that spirit. Command those blockages to move out of the way right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, go right now. Move in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way up, 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 up out of there. Move. All those spiritual blockages that block you when you read the Word of God. So you're not getting anything, or you just fall asleep, or you get so distracted. We come against the spirit of distraction when you read the Word of God. And don't think that you're going to read the Word of God without being attacked, because if you haven't been doing it, the enemy's going to try you and test you and see if he gets you away from it. So don't think that if all of a sudden you're going to start reading the Word of God and not be attacked at all, and the enemy won't try distraction and tempt you with that and tempt you with other things. You just be determined and keep on going with it. Keep on going with it and say, I rebuke you, devil. I'm going to read this Word. I'm going to get something out of this Word. Even if I never got anything, I'm going to get some this time in Jesus' name. So you got to declare the thing, what's going to happen before it happens, right? You got to call things that are not as though they are. So moving on, keep coming out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. All that skepticism that came in because of the hardness, because of the unforgiveness, all that skepticism, criticalness of others because you're so hurting inside. All that critical spirit, the skeptical spirit, come out. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus to go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of the way out. And pride, you go. Because pride is a covering up. Pride will cover up the pain. and act like it's assisting you when it's just keeping you in bondage, keeping you from facing and dealing with it, because the Bible says pride is a covering. So it's just covering up. It's not solving the problem. So all that pride has been a covering. You come out of there in Jesus' name, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, pride. All that pride, all the way out, all the way out, all that pride. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, pride. Up and out, all that pride. Up and out of there. Some of you have been hurt by your mother. Your mother really hurt you. Your mother devastated you. You got to really let it go. I mean, how long are you going to hold on to that and be wounded and be crippled all your life from that? No. Let it go. Move on by the grace of God and by deliverance and by, yes, forgiving, loving and giving. Give her the gift of forgiveness. Say, I give you, Mom, the gift of forgiveness. Whether you can tell it to her face or not, you could at least give it as an act of your will before the Lord. Give that woman, your mother, forgiveness. Give it, release it. Or maybe there's some other people that you need to give it to, too, that you were greatly wounded by and devastated by. You need to just say before the Lord, I give such and such person forgiveness. I love you. I choose to love you. I choose to forgive you. I choose to let go of what you've done to me. Yeah, tough as nails to do sometimes, but you could do all things for Christ who strengthens you, and it'll bring you into bondage if you don't. That's how important it is to do it. See? Maybe you've got a spirit of blame. You're blaming someone. That spirit of blame, you come out of there right now. All that spirit of blaming others, blaming them. Spend your life blaming people, blaming it's your fault, I blame you. Come on, you come out of there. All that spirit of blame, that spirit will keep you busy, always blaming somebody else, blaming somebody. Come out of there, all the way out. All that spirit of blame, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, blame, come out, blame. In Jesus' name, we talk to the spirit of blame. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Spirit of blame, we're talking to you in Jesus' name. Come out, all the way out. All that spirit of blame, up and out of there. Go, 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 go. If you're going to blame anybody, it needs to be the devil, because that's where it falls. Don't blame people. They were controlled by the devil, you understand? Yeah, the devil, it's all his fault. It's all the devil's fault. And we rebuke the devil for what he's done. Amen? For every one of those things that he's done to you. In Jesus' name. But all that blame has to go. You can't live your life just blaming people all the time. It's not a healthy way to live. So you got to go. Come out. Come out, all that blaming spirit. All that blaming others. Come out. Come out. Come out. All that vindictive spirit, being vindictive toward others, come out. All that vindictiveness, come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Come out, 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 come out. Every one of you demons have to go. Keep chase and persecute those demons, angels of the Lord, in Jesus' name. Come out of them. Come on, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. Go, in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. A spirit of confusion could have come in too through having ought against somebody and you've been confused. You've not known what direction to go, what to do, anything, because you've had ought against somebody. So all that confusion come out too in Jesus' name. Now that the other spirit is gone, you get rid of that confusion. Come out. All that confusion. Come out. All that confusion. Come out. 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 All apathy, spiritual laziness, lethargy. Come out. All the spirits that try to hold you back from moving deeper and farther with the Lord and being full of the Lord as a child, where you will seek the Lord. As a child, you will receive from the Lord. a childlike faith. Come out, all the way out. Go, go, all that apathy, come out. All that apathy, all that lethargy, come out, come out, come out, come out. Spiritual laziness, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Jesus said, could you not watch with me 1 hour? That's what he told the disciples. Could you not even pray with me for 1 hour? Come out, all the way out, because there's apathy, there's lethargy, there's spiritual laziness, even in the church today, of course. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, 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 come out. Maybe you need to form some new habits in your life, see? I formed habits that are godly habits, like staying in the Word every day and staying in time of prayer every day. You know, start forming some good habits, some godly spiritual habits in your life. And once you start doing them, they will, after, you know, 30 days, I think, you'll be able to keep on doing it and keep on, and that'll bring change in your life as well. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this deliverance tonight in Jesus' name, and seal it to the people who receive, and heal them of their broken and wounded heart and broken and wounded soul, Father, their mind, their will, emotions, and bring healing where there's been pain, and bring deliverance where there has been bondage. We thank you for it in Jesus' name, and seal what they got to them so they can keep it and walk it out in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate y'all being here today. And we'll be back next Friday night, and praying that nothing goes wrong with the Blog Talk again. And we'll be back, and Lord bless you all. Love you all. Thank you for being here. May the Lord encourage you and strengthen you and take you on to wherever he wants you to be in this time.
In the morning, I will direct my prayer unto thee and will look up, and will look up, and will look up, and will look up.
Yes, may we hear his voice. Not only in the morning, but all throughout the day. Pray he lead you, guide you, direct you on your path in life. And thank God he's given you life. Isn't that an awesome thing? I would say that it is. If we thank God for the life that he's given us to walk the earth for a season, and then go be with him forever. Isn't that wonderful? We have that always to look forward to. And this is a short stint that we have here. Not a long one. Hey, what's 100 years? If you live 100 years, what is that compared to eternity? Very little, isn't it? Yeah, very little. I'm praying that the Lord will bless you richly and minister to you. Encourage you greatly when you need encouragement. Amen. May he be there. And of course he is, but sometimes we don't recognize he's there because he did say, I will never leave you nor forsake you, didn't he? So he is always there. We don't always, aren't always aware of that presence, but he is there and we just know by faith that he is, that he's walking us through whatever it is that we're walking through. Praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord for his presence. Praise the Lord for his blood that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. That we stand clean before the Lord. And because of that, we have complete access as much as a human being can have before we graduate. We have access to the Father, access to the Son, access to the Holy Spirit. Don't forget that. Just come in Jesus' name, and we have access, and we have abundance of grace, and we can walk in abundance of peace, too, peace that passes understanding, though the world may be freaking out and falling apart. God has peace for you and peace for me. And sleep, he also gives, his Bible says he gives his beloved sleep, so you can claim that one for your sleep at night. Amen. All right. Well, I'm going to say good night for tonight. And love you all. God bless you. And pray the Lord minister to you tonight. And we'll see you next Friday night if you're here. Bye-bye now.